We get an update on Jake Matthews.
Jake Matthews is on the injury report, along with Roddy White. He did not participate in practice today. And Roddy was a limited participant. Those were our two players that were on the injury report.
How did your first practice go getting ready for the Bengals?
For the Bengals, I thought the guys came out and were very focused. This is a very good football team that we're getting ready to play. Really in all three phases. They've got a very potent offense led by a very good young quarterback and a wide receiver and a running back that can cause problems both in and out of the backfield. They've got a very good tight end. So we'll have our hands full defensively against them. On the offensive side of the ball for us, they're strong up front. They've got some guys that can rush the passer, and they've got a really good group of linebackers. We'll be monitoring very closely their injury report in terms of who's going to be playing on the at the linebacker position.
What problems does Bernard present to your linebackers? He was targeted 10 times in the passing game.
Yeah, he's a mismatch. He's a guy that can line up in the backfield, can come out of the backfield and create problems catching the ball. He runs the ball well. He's not just the change of pace back. He can run in between the tackles. So when you're playing man coverage, he creates a lot of issues because he's very athletic, got great quickness, good change of direction.
Coach Nolan talked about not just A.J. Green, but that receiver group as a whole being difficult to defend.
It is. They've got two very good tight ends. I think Eifert went down. From what I understand, he went down on their IR to return list today. But Grisham is one of the better tight ends in the league. And then they've also got the young guy from Stanford that they're playing as an F fullback tight end as well. So they've got a good group. Tate's a good receiver. Sanu's a good receiver. Marvin's put together. He and the Browns have put together a really good football team. They've been to the playoffs the last 3 years, and they're defending division champs in the AFC North.
How much of a challenge will the noise be, especially with a team that looks to be a contender in the home opener? They went undefeated last season at home.
Yeah, they're very effective at home. Crowd noise is definitely going to be an issue for our offense, and we've got to be ready to match their tempo that they're going to present for our defense, because they were able to run their no-huddle offense last week in Baltimore, and having experience of playing lots of games in Baltimore, that's very impressive. They really controlled the tempo on the offensive side, and it's going to be a challenge for us, and crowd noise is going to be something that we worked on last week for our defense and our offense in anticipating that we were going to have a loud venue in Cincinnati.
The big topic in the league, of course, has been this Ray Rice situation. What are your thoughts on that and kind of the spotlight it's put the league under?
Well, I think it's, in terms of of what's been shown, I think it's very disturbing. I'm a husband and I'm a father of a daughter that I adore. And, I believe that there's a certain way that you're supposed to treat women. And I'll just leave it at that.
What did you, looking at the film of your running backs, Stephen, I guess, carried about the workload you kind of expected, but to get as much production as you did out of the three other guys speaks to your depth, doesn't it?
We're very deep at the running back position. Stephen is going to get, he's our starting running back in terms of what we say a starter, starting running back, but we don't just have 11 starters. Those guys that are behind him, all three of them, were very effective and efficient in the preseason. They deserve an opportunity to touch the football. And I thought that our offensive staff put together an excellent game plan last week to accentuate the strengths of not only our running backs, but of all of our players on the offensive side. And our guys went out and executed. And I think that group is a very unselfish group, They were very excited to watch each other go out there and compete and make plays. Probably some of the most rewarding things about the game was watching the interaction of our players when someone that was playing their position made a big play.
Could you talk about Gabe and how he played against the Saints and how you all graded him out?
Gabe had to step in a role that he really wasn't fully prepared for, but I thought he did an outstanding job. Gabe was our John Havlicek going into the game last week. He was going to be the sixth man. He was going to play. He'd be the first guy in all positions except for the center position. And unfortunately for us, with the injury to Jake in the second half there, he had to play the left tackle position. But I thought he did a nice job. He'll get a lot more snaps this week at the left tackle position. And, he'll be prepared to even play better. And I thought he played good last week. We protected our quarterback well.